Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're headed into summer in June and all things gardening. A quick reminder that our Master Gardeners have a couple educational opportunities coming up in the next week. First of all, this weekend, Saturday, June 8th, is the last of our mini workshops at the Atlantic Hy-Vee Garden Center. Join our Master Gardeners there at the Hy-Vee Garden Center from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Their topic for this week is perennial plantings. Learn about the details of specialty perennial plantings such as shade gardens, pollinator gardens, and rain gardens. They'll have a variety of gardening resources available to hand out and discuss with you, and they'll also be available to answer questions about common garden issues. Also coming up next week is the first of our summer webinar series. The topic for June is Give Your Garden Wings. Jesse Lowry will be talking about pollinator garden best practices. Attend this session to learn about what to plant and explore the monarch butterfly migration pattern to learn where you should plant items. All of our summer webinars are on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office. They are free for anyone who is interested. Master Gardeners will gain an hour of continuing education credit, but the webinars are also open to the general public, so anyone who is interested in learning more about pollinator gardens is welcome to attend. That is next Tuesday, June 11th, from 7 to 8 p.m. Topics coming up in July include gardening frequently asked questions, and in August, we will be talking about ecology and diversity and creating plant communities that mimic nature in the backyard. Information on all of those Master Gardener activities is available on the Cass County Extension website or by stopping here in the office. Also want to remind folks that we are in full swing with our summer day camps. Cass County Extension and the Cass County Conservation Board partner each summer to bring a variety of day camps to local youth. Coming up next week, we have two day camps, both for third through fifth graders. Camp is called To Earth and Beyond. Youth in 3rd through 5th grade will be exploring the solar system through crafts, games, and fun. Youth are encouraged to bring a sack lunch for this full-day camp. On June 13th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., campers will be at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. And on June 14th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., our campers will be here on the fairgrounds in the Cass County Community Center. Both camps are the same, and you're welcome to register your youth for whichever one is most convenient for you. There is a $10 registration fee for those camps, and they do include a t-shirt. Also, in July, our 6th through 8th grade camp focuses on outdoor adventures. Learn outdoor skills related to fishing, hiking, and making a delicious meal over a campfire. For this camp at the Lewis Cold Springs Park, we will be offering busing from the Cass County Community Center. The bus departs at 8 a.m. and returns at 5 p.m., or you can drop off your camper directly at Cold Springs Park. That camp runs from 8:30 to 4:30. Again, that 6th through 8th grade outdoor adventure camp happening on Tuesday, July 2nd. There is also a $10 fee for that camp to cover lunch and materials. The registration for those camps is available in the Cass County Extension Office or by going on our website. If you have questions on either of those camps, you are more than welcome to call our office or visit our website, and we would be more than happy to help you. And finally, as we get into summer and kids are out of school, it's a great time to help them practice good financial literacy. Children can form financial habits at a very early age, and parents and care providers can influence what those habits will be, according to Sandra McKinnon, our human sciences specialist with ISU Extension. Researchers have found that habits children learn when they are young form the basis for their future behavior. A study from Cambridge University found that children form financial habits as early as age 7. We can teach our children that a dime is thin and worth 10 cents, but developing financial habits includes more than just recognizing coins. Parents and care providers can help children gain the knowledge and skills to develop good financial habits at a very young age, according to McKinnon. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau suggests teaching preschoolers basic concepts such as you need money to buy things, you can earn money by working, you may have to wait before you can buy something you want until you have enough money, and there is a difference between things you want and things you need. These are all basic money management concepts that many preschoolers are able to easily grasp. Other concepts about financial habits include learning about numbers, time, and institutions, such as the differences between stores, banks, and employers, where money may come from or go to. Children also can learn about budgeting, regular saving, and shopping strategies, social values such as gifts, generosity, and a sense of community, public good, and charity. Another good way to expose children to financial literacy is to read money-related books to children and provide hands-on learning opportunities such as assisting with the grocery shopping. The goal is to help children become comfortable with the basic tools of how and why we make financial choices. In short, according to McKinnon, practice makes perfect. We learn to tie our shoes by practicing, and the same concept applies to money. Children learn about money by having some. Parents may want to start giving children a regular allowance or helping them make spending choices on a budget at a grocery store or when out of shopping. It's a good way to develop decision-making skills like comparing alternatives or making choices and giving up one thing to gain another. You can also visit the ISU Extension store and download a free PDF of the Allowance Game. This is a great game to start good discussions on choices and consequences on money with youth. For more information on upcoming programs and resources from ISU Extension, we encourage you to call the Extension office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook. And you can also stop by our office to register for any of our upcoming programs. That's at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.